This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Nelson Rago of Cool Blind Tech. Nelson joins us every Tuesday, and he's the founder of that group. He joins us from Edmonton, Alberta. Hey, good morning, Nelson. How are you, my friend?
Hi, good morning, Dave. How's it going?
Not too shabby. Nice to chat with you. As always, you've got a bunch of cool stories lined up for us today, and one of them is coming from the world of e-commerce. The U.S.-based e-commerce provider Rosie is making moves to make their media grocery platform accessible. So, Nelson, I think we have to start here. What is Rosie, and what are some of these accessibility features?
Well, Rosie's a robot from the Jetsons. Rosie's an online platform, an e-commerce online platform. They partnered up with a number of grocery stores throughout the U.S. They've recently just made their website accessible. I can't speak too much to the app. I don't think they got around to the app yet because it hasn't been updated in a year, but I tested the website on my phone using VoiceOver, and it's quite accessible, actually, with a screen reader.
And how is that going to manifest for people trying to do a little bit of shopping?
What do you mean?
Like, how's the accessibility going to work for people who are shopping? How's this going to be rolled out?
Sorry, it's one of those days.
I feel you, yeah. Brother. Listen, man, we're 14 months into a global pandemic. Nobody's brain is firing at 100% right now.
Yeah, we're on lockdown here. I want to get outside. So they've made their website accessible for screen reader users and for people that have low vision or partially sighted. So they've made the contrast. They improved the contrast. They've just made it better overall for someone who's low vision or blind to actually interact with the website.
And what about the in-store experience? I know we're talking about the platform, the online platform, but how might that impact somebody shopping in the store?
Well, not so much in regards to Rosie itself, but other stores have actually incorporated accessibility apps. There's one called called Magnus Mode, and they actually adopted their app to make it accessible for people with autism and other people with cognitive issues. They've adopted something like a virtual card to actually interact, so they can actually actually purchase something in the store. Mm-hmm. So that's actually kind of cool for people with those disabilities.
Right. So that's Trader Joe's down in the U.S. also dealing with some of these improvements for accessibility with this Magnus Mode. So how does that Magnus Mode work exactly? You mentioned there's some cards involved, but how does it work?
Magnus Mode, in this specific case, because they specifically partnered up with Trader Joe's, as you said, and in the shopping experience, they have five decks of cards. One is a checkout mode, and the other one is sensory mode, and then there's one for labels if you want to interact with the labels. There's also one for this whole pandemic that's going on to how to prepare for that, dealing with masks and stuff like that and guidelines and the social distancing. And then there's one that's escaping my memory, but there's five of them. And for example, like the different sounds, there'd be a card for that. And as far as, the sounds of the cashier, the sounds of, the receipt machine that's printing out. So it prepares someone who has those disabilities to actually be prepared for that shopping experience. And then when you're in the checkout mode, there's a part where you can answer yes or no by tapping on the card to the person that may be assisting you, like bagging your bags. So it kind of incorporates that sort of experience in the shopping.
What was the inspiration behind this app?
Many other things, it seems to be a personal connection. The president and founder of the company, Nadia Hamilton, she actually was doing this with her brother, Troy. So she was drawing cards at home and helping him with his experiences, with his life skills. So, you know, she has a personal experience, and all of us can attest to that. When we start up something, we have something that's a personal experience that sort of inspires us to do something to actually help others. And she's done this not only for her brother, but for many people around the world. I mean, when you look at the statistics in the U.S., 1 in 54 people have some type of level of autism. So it's, which is a very high number when you consider the population. So you're looking at tens or hundreds of thousands of people around the world that could actually use an app like this to better their experience when they're shopping.
Yeah, the grocery store has become a bit of a flashpoint for a lot of sensory-friendly solutions. I know that several places around Canada, for example, have sensory-friendly hours where they lower the lights, they lower the music, they lower the beeping of the machines. Like, they really try to make the experience more pleasant. Now, the pandemic has obviously tossed a lot of that out the window. The grocery store is a pretty unpleasant place these days. It's more like Lord of the Flies than a fun shopping experience. But Nelson, this app, you mentioned that it could have some impact around the world. Where can we find it if we want to download it or learn more?
The Magnus Cards, it's called by Magnus Mode. You can actually get it on Google Play Store and also on the App Store or the Apple App Store. So it's free. You'll have to set up an account to get it working. I was trying to go as far as I can using VoiceOver. So it seems to be kind of accessible with a screen reader. But it's free on those two mobile platforms. And, you know, pretty much if you don't have an iPhone or an Android phone, then, what else is out there now? no one has a Windows phone anymore or Blackberries.
There is one notable member of the province of Ontario who still uses his Blackberry, and that's the Premier. Apparently working from home with a Blackberry was proving to be some trouble for Mr. Ford. Let's move back to the world of technology in a more direct sense, Nelson. You like to wrap up with a tech tip every week. And this week you want to talk to us about how we can unlock some of the new voice options for Siri on iOS 14.5.
Yeah, the voices are a big thing for some of us who are always interacting with our devices using screen readers. So if you don't have a pleasant sounding voice, then the experience can be quite unbearable, especially if you're using some of the voices that I've downloaded just testing out. Nothing against JAWS users, but oh my God, you guys got to update your screen reader. they've actually updated two voices, two American English voices, specifically for Siri, but voiceover users actually can use those Siri voices as well. A couple of other voices they've actually updated as well, like German and I think Irish as well. But this one specifically, they've updated the two voices, and they changed it to be politically correct. They've changed it to like voice one to voice four. So the two new voices are actually number two and three. The original voices are one and four. And if someone that's actually resetting their phone or launching their phone, you actually won't get that default voice anymore. It'll actually ask you which voice you want. So when we're talking about these voice assistants, many of them are becoming more of a male voice now. So it's not just the default, female voice that you get with some of the other platforms. Apple's actually, make it out of the box so that you can actually choose a male or a female voice if you choose to for Siri.
So Nelson, as you had a chance to download a couple of these voices and check them out, did you have one that jumped out to you, one that you picked to make your default voice?
So I got the voice, I can't remember what number it is, but it's one of the new voices. It's a female voice. So there's no name, so I can't really identify. But the new female voice that they have there, I think it's number three. But the other one is a male voice. So the one new female voice is actually pretty. It's a nice voice. So I've actually been playing with it on one of my phones as well. So it's I still have it on my phone. So she's pleasant enough to listen to. The other American English voice, I've had her for years on my phone. So. Because I personally prefer female voices myself, Although I kind of like the Alex voice for voiceover. So that voice is actually pretty good. It's very realistic, and even the other American voices that were there before, they've upgraded them so that they sound a little bit more realistic.
Nelson, I'd ask you for a demo, but the act of saying her name is going to send everybody's devices into a tizzy.
I'll give you a demo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Check
all
this
right.
out. I don't know if you can see this on the camera. Do you see that?
Is that an iTag? Apple AirTag?
It's an AirTag.
Nice.
I give you that demo.
Okay.
unfortunately, it's not very loud.
Well, let's give it a crack. We'll see what comes out.
Oh. Okay, let's see here. Let me grab my phone. Find Nelson's keys.
I couldn't find anything with that name.
Oh, okay. That's sounds... Find Nelson's keys.
Looking for Nelson's keys.
Okay.
So Nelson, that... Ooh.
Hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. That's awesome. A little bit of beep in there. We're sending Nelson's Nelson's technology into a tizzy here on a Talking Tech Tuesday with Nelson Rago. So Nelson, that was the new voice. That was the new Siri voice that you picked.
No, that was the voice of the AirTag.
Okay, too many voices in this world.
No, that was the AirTag when you're trying to find the AirTag. So and as you can tell, like, it doesn't last very long. So, and just to give comparison to the Tile Pro, so that's what I've been using for years. So it's a little bit smaller than the Tile Pro, but I thought I'd just quickly demo that instead of the Siri voice because sometimes it doesn't work the way you want to.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I'll show you the AirTag.
Little improv fun there with Nelson Rago. Hey, Nelson, always fun catching up with you. Have yourself a nice day, my friend.
Awesome. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.